With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. For the first time ever, the Cayman Islands will host an ICC International Tournament, a World Cup sub-regional qualifier bringing Argentina, Mexico, Suriname, and of course the Cayman Islands to the Jimmy Powell Cricket Stadium from March 8th. Cayman Cricket President Alessandro Morris says excitement is building across the community as preparations ramp up, with the national team entering the number one seed in Zone 8 and aiming to take the first major step toward World Cup qualification.
This is like one of the most exciting times for us here in cricket, because this is the first time we've ever been able to host an ICC tournament, and this is World Cup sub-regional qualifiers for the Americas region, and we're in Zone A, and that comprises of teams from Argentina, Mexico, Suriname, and of course the host of Cayman Islands. So we're bringing everybody on island for March 6th, from the 6th to the 16th. The tournament actually begins on the 8th. We'll be playing at the Jimmy Powell Cricket Stadium, and we've been having a very warm reception from all the members in the community looking forward to this event. And so we're excited that we're going to be able to host the ICC delegates as well. The Ministry of Sports here in Cayman has been super helpful with us, border control, government. Everybody's on board for this exciting event. A first time for Cayman Islands will be hosting an international tournament. So absolutely excited. And a lot of work is going on right now. Of course, a lot of preparation to do with the grounds, the facilities, to make sure that we give the teams the best experience that we can and show them the Cayman hospitality. So exciting times for us here in Cayman cricket.
Awesome. You mentioned how important is the tournament. What are your expectations for the national team as they line up against these teams?
Well, the Cayman Islands, we're the number one seed team in this Zone A, so we're expected to beat all these teams. So I'm hoping that we can follow through. But over the years, we've, in terms of our rankings, we've always played well at the sub-regional, then get to the Division One level. So I'm expecting Cayman to put on a good show in front of the home crowd on our home conditions. I'm expecting that our players would relish the opportunity to perform really well in front of the Cayman public. So looking forward to our prospects. The number one team from this region moves on to the Division One round, which would be next year, because there's two rounds to this area. So Zone A, which is what we're at, and then Zone B is in Bermuda later on in the year, and the number one team from each zone will end up in Division One with Canada, USA for the Division One. Now, the winner of Division One ends up in the World Cup, so this is huge for us. So the first step towards the next World Cup is to win this tournament, and we're looking forward to doing that.
Awesome. As you mentioned all of that, what specific improvements or preparation since your last competition have you guys focused on in the lead up to this tournament, whether it's coaching, fitness, or just like squad depth?
Well, Coach Dave Bernard has been working so hard with the players. We've made massive improvements even in the last tournament, where we had the leading player for tournament MVP, Jermaine Baker. So Cayman, we've always been performing very well, but I think this time around, we've put a lot of emphasis on preparation and making sure that the batters are ready, getting the balance in the team right. So there's a whole culmination of events that had to do with that, the selection of the team, having new people qualified to play for the team, and also making sure that our fitness is up to par. A lot of the players are now working one-on-one with the new coaching staff. We have Andre McCarthy, who is on the coaching staff now this time around, with Dave Bernard, working away with the national team. So a lot of work is going on in the background. Dave, as usual, very hardworking and always putting in the effort. So I'm expecting to see that continued progress that we've seen over the last 3 years. And this event now is an opportunity to show all that work that he's been putting on with the team in front of the Cayman public. And I expect to see some big performances from our Cayman players this time around.
I know hosting and competing in ICC events often boosts, of course, the sport locally, right? What impact do you hope this tournament will have on youth participation and, of course, the overall growth of cricket across Cayman?
Well, that's a fantastic question, because our mandate is to grow the sport and we want to build the excitement. We are having, in between the games and the finals on the weekend, youth cricket, kids cricket in the middle of the game. So we are encouraging the parents to bring the kids out to come and play, and it's part of our overall plan to start incorporating youth into the sport and building leagues. So I know that at some point you will speak to some of my members on the board that are planning the Little Legends League for cricket. So all those youngsters, 10 years old, 15 years old, they'll be at the ground taking part in the event. So when we have a break in schedule, they will be on the field soaking up the atmosphere, getting a feel of what international cricket is all about, seeing what it's like for the Cayman Islands to compete with the globe and get excited about the sport so that we can build the youth program as much as we want. I envision that once we are able to show the youth and the public how it is to represent Cayman, the pride that goes with it and how exciting is it, that we're going to build a very large crowd of the fan base and then for the youth to start playing so we could have a much more competitiveness in the future to come. So I'm looking forward to the event. I'm looking forward to seeing the kids out. I'm looking forward to seeing the families out. So I believe the excitement on the ground is getting much, much bigger.
Cayman Islands Cricket Association President Alessandro Morris. And the President's Cup picture is now set in both the men and women's CIFA competitions after decisive semi-final action across the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks with the details.
East End United and 345 FC are out of the 2025-2026 President's Cup after a pair of lively men's semi-finals. Academy came from behind to beat East End 3-1 with Mason Duval and a brace for Elijah Seymour, overturning an early penalty from Andrew Browning. In the other semi, Elite rolled past 345 FC 3-0. Alexander Jones struck twice and Christopher Reeves added the third. No reds were issued, though several players and a coach were booked. In the women's competition, the final is also locked in after two tight semis. Fusion edged Elite 1-0 thanks to an 88th-minute own goal. Sunset and Scholars finished 1-1 before Sunset advanced 5-4 on penalties. Brianna Poi Fong opened the scoring for Sunset and Kimberly Salgado forced the shootout with an 84th minute equalizer. For full fixtures and final details, visit CIFA's official channels. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Thank you, Jevy. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.